Now, I come to the ninth chapter, and when we come to the ninth chapter here, we have the Passover and the covering cloud. Now, it's not my intention to dwell on this too much, but there is something here that's quite significant. The children of Israel were to celebrate the Passover in the wilderness. Now, they failed for a long time, it's true, but they were to celebrate it. Let me read chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. Now they were to remember the Passover in the wilderness. Now there's given instructions here for what has always been called the little Passover. Now suppose there was a man that had done something that prevented him from celebrating the Passover at the proper time. Well, here's the example, verse 7. And these men said unto him, We're defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering unto the Lord in his appointed season? And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I'll hear what the Lord will command concerning you. Now you'll notice here, Moses appealed to God. He didn't appeal to the book of church order. He didn't appeal to Robert's rules of order. He appealed to God. And again, I come back to this. We're to appeal to the Word of God. That should be the authority for the child of God. But, of course, there's that element of interpretation. And we need to have a little bit more sensible interpretation, I think, of the Word of God in many areas. Now, let me move on here because I'm very anxious to conclude this. These men made confession of their sin. God said to Moses, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you, of your posterity, shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord, the 14th day of the second month. Now, not the first month, but a month later, you see. At even, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. It's delayed, and it's a postponed Passover, as you can see. Now, we have instructions given here that are also very important for the covering cloud. In other words, the cloud was to follow them by day. I shouldn't say follow them. They were to follow the cloud. It was to lead them. And it was to be a pillar of fire by night and would be for their light and their protection. Now let me read this, verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely, the tent of the testimony, and even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. Now the children of Israel had a covering cloud. It was the Shekinah glory. And it is this that made them different from any nation. I should say one of the many things that made them different from any other nation. When Paul wanted to identify them, he said, Who are Israelites? That's over in the ninth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. Who are Israelites? And he mentions here eight different means of identification. And one of them was this, and the glory. They had the glory. To whom pertaineth the adoption? And number two was the glory. And this is it, right here. These are the only people that ever had the visible presence of God with them. Now, let me read concerning it. And we are told in verse 18, At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. So that Moses is not the one who decided whether they would march today or tomorrow, or whether they'd stay in camp on the third day. God decided that. And we need to recognize that today, that the Lord Jesus Christ is head of the church. He should be the one to lead. He can't even keep up with his church today that's going its own way. Men are having their own way, making their own decisions. But Christ is still head of his church, and those that are his will follow him. Now, you'll notice that sometimes they stayed in camp several days, several weeks, even several months. They were out there in that wilderness 40 years. you'll recall. Verse 22, or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. You see, when it lifted, when the pillar of cloud lifted of a morning, then they knew that day they were to journey. And immediately the Levites went in and they took down the tabernacle. And I have already gone over this before, at least I think I have, of when they were ready to march. Why, the Levites had that tabernacle down, packed up, ready to march, I imagine in 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And they'd put it up just about that quickly in the evening when they came to rest. And the pillar would follow them by day, and at night would stop, and then it would become a pillar of fire by night. This was the Shekinah glory that was in the tabernacle that finally lifted up. And John tells us that we beheld his glory. Didn't many see it? That's what he laid aside, apparently, was his glory when he came to this earth. Not his deity, but his glory. And when he comes again, they'll see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Now, that sign's not for the church, because we were never given a visible presence of God. We are given the inward presence of God, which is the indwelling Holy Spirit in the believer today. What wonderful truth there is here, friends, for us.